So in high school, there were a couple of kids who were like, I liken them to like the Always Sunny guys. Mm-hmm. Because they were friends, and it was a mix of like boys and girls, but like they were a mix of friends, and I don't know why, because they were truly like sociopathic towards each other. They would go way too far. Even when I tell you this, you might not think it's funny. I remember it being insane at the time and very funny.
I love how many of your stories start with that.
But here's the thing. Based off the pranks episode, you're going to be like, this isn't a prank. This is insane. And that and that is probably what this is. I'm just saying I caught it ahead of time.
You're aware of how it's going to come off.
Yeah, yeah. So, So there was one of the young ladies in the group, right? So there's two girls and there's two guys that are part of the core group of who I'm talking about. And one of them was single. And maybe like 4 days or something. Maybe 4 days before Valentine's Day. She met this guy online, and like online now and online in our day is like, it's pretty different, you know, because like if you're meeting someone online in like 2000 and, you know, in 2008, it's like, you don't have a full picture of them. You have to really color in the rest, you know?
Well, and it's just not as simple, like, you know, they didn't have it on apps back then. Like, you basically, you know, where you had to email somebody essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it wasn't just a like, oh, I pushed a button so they know I like them. That's not what you had to send your cover letter.
Yeah.
To somebody.
It was like applying like, for a job. Yeah.
Here's why I think it would be good for you to speak to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I await your response and am ready to get to work.
That's actually one of my great uncle's gripes, is that it's like y'all could even fall in love too easy, because now you just know if you swipe, that means you know you like each other or whatever. Back in my day, you had to already be coming back from a war, all right, so that she knew you were good pickings, okay? but basically she met this guy online. I'm not really sure. I'm like murky about how. Like, I don't think it was Craigslist or anything, but it was like some way. Maybe it was a Zanga page or a MySpace or something. But she met this guy online.
Zanga page.
Yeah, you don't remember Zanga?
I guess I don't remember Zanga.
It was right before MySpace.
Okay.
And it was mostly like blogging, so it wasn't that interactive. Like, I don't even know if you could have friends really. You could follow people, I think.
Okay. I think I kind of know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But she meets this guy. They hit it off really well. He likes all the same things as her, everything, right? And then he's like, we should meet, you know, because Valentine's Day was coming up. And the night before, he was like, we should meet, you know? And this is the thing, like, especially for all the young listeners that we have and everything. Don't meet people from the internet. Just don't do it. Like for real. Like if you're young, it could be anybody. It could be a crazy person. Like, don't do that, you know? Like, don't do that to yourself. But she was young, and she was like, yeah, let's meet up. And so then he gave her an address and was like, make sure that you come through this door, right? So come on this street through this door, which he thought was a little weird, but was like, oh, okay. You know. So she drove there, and they were supposed to meet, I think at like 3 o'clock or something. And it was a Saturday. Okay. So she like, you know, didn't really, I guess she just didn't tell her parents where she was going. Like, the whole thing was crazy to me, because in my mind, I'm like, my mom knows where I am. Like, this is kind of a weird, like, did you lie? I don't know. Anyway. And so she goes down this little like back street, sees the door that he was talking about, opens the door, and it is a funeral home. it's a funeral home. And at first she's like, oh, okay, he must work at a funeral home. Right. And so then there's a viewing of a body like that, like at that time.
Wow.
And she looks and the body is the guy. It's the guy that she has been talking to. And she's like, how, like, what the hell, how, whatever, right? And then she gets a call on her cell phone, and it's her friends, and they pranked her.
Oh, my God.
They pranked her on Valentine's Day because they saw in the obituaries that this dude's funeral was going to be on Valentine's Day at 3 o'clock. So then they started, like, trying to, like, be that guy to her, like, 3-4 days out to get her to come. And she went to a funeral.
God.
Yeah. like sociopaths. Like.
Oh, that's heinous.
Isn't it insane? It's one of those things where I'm like,
oh my God, like, that's so fucking mean.
It's insane.
But God, that's funny. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh. It's horrible. But I'm also in my mind being like, I never would have thought of that. That's so good. Okay. That's such a good one.
Isn't that? Oh, dude, it's so crazy. It was one of those things where they like, oh, I heard about the story. I was like, yo. This can't, like, so did she kill them? Like,
yeah, she got her revenge and killed all of them, right?
After that.
Oh my God.
Oh, but those are the type of people that, like, prank you and you're scared of them.
Fucking good. Yeah, no.
You're like, I can't be around you.
No, like, it wouldn't maybe necessarily be over that prank. You may try to be like, wow, they really got me. But you'll realize over time, you'll never be able to trust a goddamn word any of them says.
Yeah.
And you'll have to eventually be like, I need new friends. Yeah. I can't.
And that's how they like made him the perfect guy, because they just knew her so well that they like catfished her.
Oh.
Just catfished her hard. Like, also the fact that she like fell for him in like 3 days was like, they did a good job.
Yeah. Oh, and now she's just some stranger who's showing up, probably looking pretty good.
Yeah.
To the funeral.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up. That's so messed up.
Yeah, you're just this like 18-year-old kid looking your best to this old man's funeral.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, it was bad. I still like, I think, because I actually was talking to Donovan one time about pranks like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, I wouldn't be able to be friends with someone after that, not because they got me too good, but because they know that I'm dumb enough to fall for the things they'll do to me, and they still did.
Right.
Them. Like,
no, when they get you with that, you are now low status forever.
Yeah.
You never, because you can't even like try to roast them out in public or anytime, like especially if like someone news around, you're like, oh, well, they're blah, blah, blah. And he's like, we made you think.
Yeah, we buried your boyfriend.
We catfished you with a dead guy. We catfished you with a dead guy. Idiot.
Yeah.
Say something now. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Because the only way you can get back at them is to like kill one of their relatives. Like that's the only way.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can top that.
Yeah.
Because it's already like just catfishing them with a fake person. Already hurtful, mean, but okay. They showed up. She showed up to a fucking funeral.
In progress.
The family was there.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It's insane. It's like honestly, that was,
Josh, we still got like half the episode left and I'm not gonna be able to think about anything else for the rest of the fucking day.
that was the first time in my life that I was like, more things should be illegal. Because there's a small part of me is like, oh yeah, you should go to jail for that. Like,
yeah, yeah, there's no actual crime being broken, but
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.